northbound South Court up to the 65 merge. 85 northbound pretty busy at East Boulevard, Bell and Taylor. All of our normal spots are getting very busy with folks getting off work this afternoon, but no major problems anywhere. We did have an accident earlier, Pike Road at Ware's Ferry. Please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up that are going to really cause you some grief on the way home. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman said, get away.
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored by FCA US LLC.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's March 6th, the greatest day ever. On the 6th of March, 1899, Bayer registered the trademark for aspirin. That night, the inventor of aspirin, Felix Hoffmann, wanted to celebrate. But his wife told him,
"Not tonight. I've got a headache."
To which Hoffmann replied,
"Aha, not tonight, honey. I invented aspirin, yeah?"
Have a great March 6th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Kate Peters reporting. The House has passed a $460 billion package of spending bills that would keep money flowing to key federal agencies throughout the remainder of the budget year. The Senate is expected to take up the legislation before a midnight Friday shutdown deadline, and lawmakers are negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense. A significant number of House Republicans opposed the first measure, forcing House Speaker Mike Johnson to use an expedited process to bring the bill up for a vote. Authorities in Philadelphia say seven bystanders were injured in another shooting involving a city bus. Wednesday's shooting is the fourth gunfire incident on the transit system in as many days. A transit spokesperson says the latest shooting took place in the afternoon in a northeastern neighborhood. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
This is not headline news. This is National Procrastination Week. I probably should have mentioned it earlier this week, but I just couldn't get around to it. Engineers have created the world's smallest QR code. It'll be used to store the menu of your favorite dimly lit restaurant. The CDC shortened the isolation period for people with COVID. However, they increased it for people who won't shut up about pickleball. Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright of Vanderpump Rules announced their separation. And you announced your separation for my respect if you know who they are. And Tyler, the Creator, turns 33 today. I hope he enjoys some delicious birthday, the cake. This is not headline news.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Honestly, I do kind of feel like we've been through a bit of a marathon with the run-up to Super Tuesday. So today is a perfect day to come and join us at Baumhauer's. The Knights of the Long Tables. Thank you, Randall, for that idea. I like that. Anyway, that's Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. At 5:35 this afternoon, we are in the run-up to the Academy Awards on Sunday night. And we've been discussing Best Picture nominees. So tonight, it's Maestro with Miss Murray, the movie maven, and another film. And that film is kind of unusual, and the two people have been nominated for acting Oscars, but the film did not make the cut for Best Picture. And I'm kind of anxious to find out why. So that's ahead at 5:35, and of course, Brant will be joining us shortly to talk about money news and how it impacts you today. If I may, I would like to enjoy a little wanderlust and visit Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Tip James is teasing me. He says, Greg, this Corvette over here is talking to you. And it does. I mean, once you've had one, you kind of always want one. But I did become a family guy, and having a Corvette just did not work with a wife and a baby. So I had to make some changes in my priorities. But man, do they have some cars for you there. And by the way, these are cars where I can assure you the last thing you have to worry about is reliability. Jack Ingram has always been the best at putting their cars through every single test so they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. But John Ingram, the general manager over there, took it to the next level. So now each car at Jack Ingram Select has a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program that includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, you name it. In fact, there's a Beamer over there under 20 that you got to check out. The Corvette under 20. More cars under 20,000 at Jack Ingram than anything else. But what's important is when you go shopping, just look at the vehicle and the price. And if the vehicle and the price work for you, they've got 25 lending partners to get you done so you can love what you drive. But this includes 84 points on the engine that must still meet factory specifications. The body shop reconditions the vehicle so it's just like new. They also offer prepaid warranties, roadside assistance, maintenance, and rental car reimbursement and roadside assistance just as a backup. And nobody's going to offer those kinds of incentives on a vehicle if you're not really sure about its ability to deliver what you need, which is reliable driving miles. So it's a place where you can shop with confidence. Is that vet still over there? Oh, by the way, the Cascada Premium, it's a 2016 Buick. That is a nice car. So if you want a convertible to enjoy the mostly beautiful weather here in the River Region, there you go. There it is. Or is that Corvette base? It's a 99 with only 64,000 miles. That's like 2,500 miles a year. That is the nice lady in the hot rod who went to church once a week. That kind of mileage. I think Rosie would look good in that machine, too, by the way. And so many other options, sedans, SUVs, at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard. See Tip Thames and his incredible team, or begin browsing at jackingramselect.com right now with 5/11 Rich's forecast in a couple of moments.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections. Help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy this nice little break in between storm systems. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Thursday night, we start to see the approach of this next storm system, which will be a big deal, especially on Friday. A soaker, rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall amounts, a few stronger storms, not out of the question, with a high in the mid-70s on Friday, and more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Cut it like it is, baby.
Waka waka.
Yeah, baby.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Papa B's been waiting. Brett McDonald coming up. Papa B, would you join me in listening to this Corinne Jean-Pierre Piswick clip that I want to play? Sir?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The nitwittery is at it again.
If I may, the president, I noticed, had note cards at the border when he was doing his briefing there. He also had note cards last Friday with the Italian prime minister. Why does the president rely so heavily on note cards?
You're upset because the president has note cards? You're asking me a question about the president having note cards?
I'm asking why.
The president, who has had probably one of the most successful first 3 years of an administration than any...
Yeah, that's why his approval at 37, bitch. God, I can't stand that one. Papa B, what's on your mind?
We bring this bill into the madness that comes from this. As I'm getting like an echo, can you hear me okay?
For For some reason, you're sounding a little underwater here. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
Nope. Okay.
I mean, I got everything on. I'm just talking on the phone, regular phone. But I'm sorry. Anyway, look, I want to tell you thank you for bringing on that Mark Robert.
Oh.
It was so much fun and such a great diversion.
Yes.
I have really been enjoying going on his website. And that last one, Lizzie Borden.
Yes.
Thing, you know, he is right. She could not have done it by herself. That was a lot of fun to kind of delve into there.
He is America's best storyteller.
He knows a lot of stuff.
He's incredible.
I don't know if he researched it or he just knows it off the top of it. I mean, surely he does research. But
and I feel very blessed that he does that weekly bit with us tomorrow at 3:30, in fact.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great version. But look, I want to ask you a question because I thought I saw a story. The Biden administration, did they fly in 350,000 illegal aliens?
Fly them in?
Is that what I'm asking?
I haven't heard that story.
The Biden mistake. In other words, they couldn't get them across the border, so they flew them in by plane into the airport.
I wouldn't be surprised. Right? I mean, these guys have found more ways to liquefy cash and pee it away than I've ever seen in my life. It's just
They're paying federal dollars. So, you know, I don't know, man. Something's got to be done quick. These folks, they're messing us up.
You are absolutely correct, my friend. Thank you for the call. Joining us now at 5:17, Mr. Wright on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Hey, Brant.
Greg, hey, how are you, man? You having a good day?
I'm king of the world.
King of the world.
No, I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. As I told you, we're down here for a really nice conference with a lot of other advisors and managers like myself. And tomorrow we kick off some pretty interesting meetings, hopefully. Looking forward to report back to you on that, sort of give you an idea of a little bit better consensus of kind of what people are thinking in my world. But today was a really interesting day on the heels of, the big, huge Trump win last night. It's now official, you know, looks like for sure it's Trump and Biden redux, if you will. And the big news today, Greg, was this whole Jay Powell testimony. And it's interesting because, again, as we do the research there and kind of peel this back a little bit more, what we're finding is that, and this hasn't been widely reported, but we're starting to discover it. I think some others are as well. The Fed has indeed begun to reduce the runoff of their balance sheet, which basically means this whole thing that I've been reporting on in my perspective, that Janet Yellen was going to use some very unusual tactics to force him back into QE. I think he has tipped his hand and he is indeed doing that and headed in that direction. I think you're going to see a lot more about this in the coming weeks. But in his testimony, he did confirm that he, to the House of Representatives, that he intends to cut interest rates at some point this year. Now, he had all the main talking points, you know, that we've heard him say, you know, that we're interested in seeing inflation back to 2%. We're not going to cut interest rates too soon. There's a danger in all of that, and so. It was all the nice things that you're supposed to say. But the fact of the matter is, I think we're gearing up for a rate cut. I think we're gearing up to see him start to do quantitative easing. And I think that most definitely the result of all of this is you're going to start to see prices going back up again.
Oh, man.
So I would anticipate, you know, maybe by the end of this year, certainly by the first of 2025, you know, that particularly the quantitative easing piece, I can understand cutting interest rates. That part doesn't really bother me as much because he's still in very restrictive territory. I mean, he could cut rates at least a point down to 4% and probably be at neutral. But the whole idea that we need to start QE again is really, really, really dangerous and preposterous. And as I said, these are the kinds of shenanigans that the White House and the Treasury Secretary have been teaming up to try to come at Powell and force him into a situation he doesn't want to do. And as I said at the top of this call, I think that's indeed beginning to happen. So that was the big, huge news of the day. I think that was market moving. You can see we had a positive bias throughout the day for the most part. Ended up in the green. It wasn't a big, huge up day, but nevertheless, we were in the green. I think the story is still what's happening with metals. And I think if you go and you pull up any of them, look at platinum, palladium, gold, silver, I mean, just across the board, they've all been starting to reverse and move back to the upside. Gold especially is the one that is the biggest, that's got the most attention, I think, probably of any investment category across the globe. And that is, gold has never really gotten hit very much. It's had a big, huge move over the last few years. It got very, very close to a new all-time high several times. This time it has broken through. It looks like it's set up for a pretty massive move, big massive move higher. And I think that's because of the geopolitical, and I think it's because of this concern around the inflation story that we just talked about. And it's dissipating what I just said. The Fed's going to have to cut rates eventually and start this QE program that they don't want to do.
By the way, Brent, as you were speaking, I checked my account, and let me just say thank you. Good work.
I appreciate that.
All right, and then after you're back from this event, we'll schedule your next in-studio visit, because there's always news in the world of money, and it impacts all of us, whether you're invested or not, and we appreciate your time. And we'll look forward to chatting tomorrow, Brent.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, guys. Y'all have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks.
He didn't tell me where he was. Not that I need to know. But from the tone in his voice, I think he had a pretty long flight to get where he is right now.
Probably.
What do I know? I'm just a simple hawk show toast in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm not an oracle.
I hope he's by the beach.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. I think they have a lot of those sessions in San Diego. Ever been to La Jolla?
Yes.
I discovered La Jolla the wrong way. I went to, my grandmother was there. They have a big medical facility, right? Mm-hmm. It's world renowned. She was in there. But when I wasn't visiting grandma, I got to explore the area a little bit. And then not too many years later, I went through it again with Styx doing a concert. And here's the interesting thing about that particular show. Styx was not a national status band at that point. Lady was a hit. People were still kind of discovering them. And there was a guy that opened all of the concerts we did, one in San Diego, one in L.A., and then we wrapped in San Francisco. And A&M Records had this guy. They had just signed with A&M, so A&M Records sent one of their other artists to open for the band on this tour up the state. The guy who opened for them was Peter Frampton.
Wow.
He went from nobody to somebody within a year. Had one of the biggest selling albums of all time, Frampton Comes Alive, and then vanished. He was great live, sucked in the studio. It's one of those things. I hope you find these stories
fascinating.
And we have more coming at 5:25. Thanks again for joining us, Brent.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, a little comic relief coming up, and then at 5:35, Miss Murray, our movie maven, in a minute with her on two films. We'll just discuss Maestro, one of the best picture nominees for this year, and Naiad. I don't know anything about the film, but I'm Always willing to learn at 525. Let's see how traffic's moving with Skipper.
Well, the afternoon has turned out to be not that bad weather-wise, but we have got a lot of cars out there. The boulevards are socked in. East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, also Taylor Road, and, of course, the interstates 85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Slow travel on 85 southbound, South Union up to the 65 merge, as well as 85 northbound, Bell and Taylor and Chantilly in those areas. Overall, we're looking pretty good. Traffic flow is not awful this afternoon, just a lot of cars out there. Busy. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. High school students get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To get real, baby. I know what love means to you.
The party is through. It's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum and take it from here. I'll clean up for you like you want me to. You see, turn off all the lights. In a B.O.I.N. Lock the doors for you.
Surprised they allow a nice Christian like Tim Hawkins to even perform there.
Amazing.
Tell you what, watch that California Senate race. Steve Garvey, former baseball player, and he's good. I've heard him speak. He's not just some former borderline Hall of Fame, not in it, but borderline, who decided to run for office and play off his name. Mm-hmm. He's really good. East of the Rockies on the phone at 5:30.
Hey, Greg, I want to ask you a question and draw on your expertise. Yeah, I was thinking about Peter Frampton, and he's got like a neurological thing going on where he's being diminished. Still plays guitar and sounds good, especially when he's live, like you said. But do you think that a lot of these guys that are having neurological and heart conditions, do you think that Bolivian marching powder may have had something to do with that?
Yes. Yes. Because cocaine damages the fibrotic tissue of the heart. And you may recall, I'm trying to remember, I think his name was Len Bias. Len Bias was like one of the top draft picks back in the mid-80s. I think it was the Washington team. A few days after he was drafted, he dropped dead. I think he was 19 or 20 years old. And I knew right away, and the coroner confirmed it. It was cocaine. Yep. It can do that. So, yeah, I absolutely think that long-term use, they're talking about, you know, a couple of years, we're talking, you know, off and on for longer than at least a decade. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I was scared away. At first I thought, well, you know, back when I was a kid, man, this would be a great way to, you know, to get a rush, get a high, and, you know, I'm going to try this out. And then there was a guy in our community who used it for the first time, and it shut his heart off.
Yeah.
And he's a young guy. He just died. Bang. You know, and I thought, yeah, maybe not, you know.
Glad you rethought that. Well, East, appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Murray's Movie Minute is coming up at 5:32. We'll check the roads in a second. And a reminder that if you don't have a current place, a go-to place to get your car service, try Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. They got three locations. You can't go wrong, and they take away all your excuses. By that meaning, if you need to get your office or back to your house, drop the car off, let them know what you need, and they'll take you there and then reconnect you with your car later. In the meantime, top-notch certified technicians at all three locations to solve virtually any problem your car may have. Or maybe you just need an oil change, a tire rotation, and a safety inspection on the brakes. Oh, and by the way, whatever you have done, they always vacuum out your car for you to say thanks for choosing us. Wholesale price tires, major name brands at all three locations, starting with Mount Duncan, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tires, 5:33.
We have a new accident, Taylor Road at Chappelle. If you're traveling from East Chase over to Vaughn Road, this is going to be just before you get to Vaughn Road. Please use caution there. We're seeing a big backup of traffic due to that minor accident. In Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else, including East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, 231 to Wetumpka. Looking pretty good overall out there this afternoon. No other major problems that we're aware of at the moment. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that occurred in West Montgomery Tuesday afternoon. Just before 1 p.m., MPD responded to the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle, where a man sustained a life-threatening gunshot wound. The victim was transported to a local hospital. No further information has been released. Montgomery County residents voted yes on the addendum to renew the 3.5 county property tax millage that goes towards education. The ad valorem tax provides $11 million annually to Montgomery Public Schools and another million to Pike Road Schools. General Motors has expanded a recall to 820,000 Chevrolet and GMC pickup trucks because the tailgate can open unexpectedly. 2020 through 2024 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks exterior touchpad tailgate release switch can malfunction after getting wet.
Owner notification letters will be mailed March 18th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy this nice little break in between storm systems. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the upper 70s. Thursday night, we start to see the approach of this next storm system, which will be a big deal, especially on Friday. A soaker, rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall amounts, a few stronger storms not out of the question, with a high in the mid-70s on Friday and more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 5:37, Miss Murray's Movie Minute is brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios on Main Street in Prattville and AMS-studios.com. As we welcome movie maven Miss Murray, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We got a double feature in today's Movie Minute. We're going to lead off with Maestro because we've been talking about the films that are getting Best Picture nominations this year. And in this case, we also have, in addition to Best Picture, Best Actor for Bradley Cooper. The Academy voters obviously like it, but does it live up to the heights? So it's your turn. Ellen, what did you think of the movie and Bradley Cooper's performance?
Well, I've had this one on my list for a long time, and I thought it would be easy to get through it because it was just free on Netflix. But I kept putting it off and putting it off because the subject matter was a little bit outside of my realm of interest. But when I finally watched it, I sat through about 45 minutes before I finally turned it off because I just couldn't take anymore.
that ponderous, huh? Well,
I understand why some people think that it's good, but it just doesn't appeal to me. And like, I was so distracted by Bradley Cooper's face the whole time, like I couldn't concentrate on the story or the acting because he didn't quite look like himself. Something was really weird about it.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for the film, and there were moments in the trailer where Bradley Cooper looked like he was playing Leonard Bernstein. That's basically the gist of the movie. He's playing a historical figure.
Yes,
exactly. Look, I was playing Leonard Bernstein for Halloween. Very unnatural looking. I it just blew me away. How odd it looked. And then it brought to mind another question, so I'll ask you. Is Leonard Bernstein's story worth a movie? I know him, and I know he was a legendary conductor. In fact, that was my personal goal, was to try that sometime. I don't know where you go to conductor school. It just looked like fun to get everybody in an orchestra playing the way you wanted them to by waving a baton. But is he, in your opinion, a historical figure that's worth a whole feature film?
Honestly, because I'd mentioned before, he's outside of my zone of interest, even though I've been in orchestras and bands where I respected the conductor. It was just, I never really paid attention to Leonard Bernstein's life at all before this movie. And honestly, it didn't even really give me a little poke to want to look more into it today, which a lot of movies do.
Based on what you've said, this is going to seem like a really dumb question, but I've been known to ask them, so don't be surprised. But on a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being the best, where do you place Maestro?
In my opinion, I'm going to put it at a solid 2.
Solid 2. All right.
Yeah.
And I have this other scale I like to add to our discussion. It's the 1 to 3 scale. 1 meaning see it soon. 2 meaning see it, but no rush. or three, meaning wait until it's on Turner Classic Movies, whenever that might be, where would you put Maestro?
I'm going to say if you're a fan of Leonard Bernstein, you've probably already seen it. If you could care one way or the other, you could wait for TMC.
Okay. And then the other picture we're going to discuss, this is interesting. NIAID is not a Best Picture nominee, but, and I did a little research, this seems to be rare, you have Annette Bening with a nomination for Best Actress, the legendary Jodie Foster nominated for Best Supporting Actress. So with all of that going for a film, Ellen, when you watched this movie, NIAID, why did it not get a Best Picture nomination?
That's a good question. Honestly, I could come back to that one when we get sort of to the wrap-up, because I do think that it should have. After watching Maestro, definitely it deserved it a little more than that one, in my opinion.
This is another story, like Maestro, based on a real-life experience. Give us some insights on that, the story of NIAID.
Okay, so Diane NIAID was a professional swimmer as a youth. She was swimming around the island of Manhattan and setting records all over the world. And she had this big goal to swim nonstop from Cuba to the Florida Keys. So it was a 103-mile swim, which was taken between 50 and 60 hours to do nonstop. She couldn't get on the boat. She couldn't touch another person. They had to feed her over the side of the boat and give her nutrition through a squeeze tube. I mean, it was really an intense movie.
You know, it's very hard to make that journey in an actual boat from Key West to Cuba, so I can't imagine swimming 103 miles. Did it engage you on a 1-5 scale, 1 being best? Where would you place it?
I'm going to say this one is a 4. I mean, it really viscerally was gripping, and you just felt for her, and then when she failed time and time again, you also felt for that, but also, like, she had this unbreakable spirit, but also her unbreakable spirit kind of broke other people's spirits, so there's a different kind of element where, like, her dream, you know, some people have a dream to save the world or save the children, and her dream was just to, like, swim a really long way, so it's a strange goal in life.
Yeah, the other, I know there have been people who made some fame for themselves by crossing the English Channel, which is about 1/5 at its closest point of the journey that this woman did. And I remember that being in the news back at the time. And I find it interesting that they've resurrected the story to make a movie out of it. Do you think that both Annette Bening and Jodie Foster deserved the nominations they got?
Honestly, Jodie Foster, I think, deserves Best Supporting Actress. Annette Bening was really great. I mean, she really did a good job. And I hate to say this, but I think she did better acting, honestly, than Emma Stone.
All right, so, but yeah, and when we get down...
But will she get it? No, I don't think so.
Okay, because that's the question I want to ask. Are you saying that Jodie Foster is a likely winner for Best Supporting for her performance?
I hope so, but, I mean, honestly, you know, the way they do the Best Supporting is that's where they put their BIPOC person, that, you know, their minority character that is supposed to get an award, just to, like, make sure that...
Yeah, the Oscars suffered a big self-inflicted wound a few years ago. We all remember the Oscars so white flap and everything else, and honestly, it was so dumb, and the fact is, the people that are nominated, the movies that are nominated, it should all be based on merit, period. Exclusive of any other condition that involves the person involved. So, same question at the end of the discussion here on a 1-3 scale. 1, should we see it soon? 2, see it with no rush, or wait till it's on Turner Classic Movies?
I would say see it at your leisure. There's no rush, but don't wait until it's old. It's good and fresh now.
Good film.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I really liked it.
On Friday now.
Do we have a minute?
Yeah, we do. Yes.
Okay, so I said we'd come back to the reason that I think that it didn't get nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My error. What?
No problem. So in the movie, like, the character's sexuality is kind of moot. There's no they mentioned that she's a lesbian, but there's no sexuality whatsoever in the movie, except for she was sexually assaulted by her swim coach when she was 14 years old.
So
it kind of is like this underlying thing in the movie that they don't talk about a whole lot, but it's there. And I kind of think that Hollywood is trying to brush that painted portion of their history under the rug, so they don't really want to bring sexual assault back into the spotlight. And that may be the main reason why they couldn't nominate this film as for Best Picture.
Interesting, and not surprising either, because they're pretty good at sweeping their secrets under the rug. All right, and coming up on Friday, we are going to do our picks for the top six categories, and we'll see how we do. Oscars are this coming Sunday night, and for the first time in a long time, there's a number of films I kind of have a rooting interest in and some performers that I would like to see win as well, and I'm looking forward to that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Ellen Murray and her movie Minute, brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Look what the miracle they've done with my face.
Yeah.
I didn't pay her to say that
beautiful
either.
Beautiful smile.
Yeah, it is. I'm jitty, if you will, at the moment, as the great Al Sharpton taught us in a good way. Plus, we're going to Baumhauer shortly.
Right.
Looking forward to that and celebrating Gary and Joni. No, that's not a sitcom on TV. Those are two real-life people who met by coming to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night and fell in love and got engaged recently. So we're going to toast them and Sally's birthday. We have cupcakes tonight.
Right.
And, well, I'll be there with my usual overload of charisma.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
I'll be there. It's 547. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the recommended company for those of you. Look, you know, right now it's still nice and pleasant. Warm days. We'll still have a few cool nights ahead. But at some point we turn the corner and it's like sticking your face into a blowtorch for about 6 months. Those are the days when you really should have a go-to company just in case something happens with the system that keeps you and your family comfortable. Because when it doesn't work and you call for help, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or the weekend or whenever. You want to hear now. And a Clark's Club membership buys you access to the word now. For $180, you get two tune-ups a year to your system. That, if you were to do a la carte, just asking a company, hey, give us a tune-up, it would cost a lot more than you get two for the price of one with Clark's. And then they're on call for you 24/7, 366 in the case of 2024. In case something does happen, it's a machine, it's man-made, things can go wrong. So know that you've got the best in the business a phone call away. Not to mention they're incredibly talented plumbers who at some point I would love to see Ed Sullivan introduce
them. Here's an amazing act.
It's no act. They are truly that gifted at what they do. And one thing they all have in common with Clark's, they're just great people. When they're in your house, you'll feel comfortable. 277-2125 to get the membership process started. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Our final visit to the traffic dungeon at 549.
Had an accident a little while ago, Taylor Road at Chappelle. If you're traveling from East Chase over to Vaughn Road, going to be in your lane just a block or two before you get to the McDonald's and Vaughn Road. Use caution there. Got to back up a traffic due to that accident. And we are light to mostly moderate everywhere else. Busiest on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Taylor Road light to moderate as well as 231 to Wetumpka. Troy Highway outbound, I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Caterpillar is the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get your job done. Thompson Tractor has been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing.
Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
It's March 6th, the greatest day ever. On the 6th of March, 1899, Bayer registered the trademark for aspirin. That night, the inventor of aspirin, Felix Hoffmann, wanted to celebrate. But his wife told him,
"Not tonight. I've got a headache."
To which Hoffmann replied,
"Aha, not tonight, honey. I invented aspirin, yeah?"
Have a great March 6th, the greatest day ever.
5:51, Rosie just reminded me that we have the time change coming up this weekend. Yeah. We can stop complaining about it. And now I'll be able to ride my bike once in a while in the evening.
Yeah.
So there's that to look forward to. And, of course, I love Randall's idea, the nights at the long tables.
Yeah.
At Baumhauer's right after the show today. I know what I want to play. And we have time to do it. When we finish this break, it's not one of Norm MacDonald's stand-up skits. He was a guest on The View, and boy, did he give them hell. So that will send you home with a smile, and that's coming up in just a few. See you in the morning with Rich and Jay.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Something bad has happened to Mom.
Streaming March 14th on Peacock.
Joy Delaney, mother of four, has gone missing.
From the author of Big Little Lies and Nine Perfect Strangers.
She will come back.
You think we're this, like, big happy family?
I have a confession.
Starring Oscar nominee Annette Bening, Sam Neill, Jake Lacy, and Allison Brie.
Secrets will poison any family, and what you don't know can hurt you.
Apples never fall. Streaming March 14th, only on Peacock.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, Norm, you're Canadian.
Yes, I am.
So what do you think of this whole presidential mess?
I hope that the Democrats don't steal the election from the winner, you know, but who knows? Well,
you like George Bush, don't you?
I love George Bush, man. He's a good man, decent. You know, none of this. He's not a liar, a crook, murderer, or anything like that. So it'd be good to get the. See, I think we should get the homicide out of the White House and get like a fresh start, because we don't want any more murderers.
I think we should just go on to the next question.
Oh. Who are the murderers?
Yeah.
Oh, Clinton, he murdered a guy.
Yeah, you know, we're not allowed. You're not allowed to put out accusations without.
That's a little
Charlie.
Too far.
That's the way it doesn't
work. Let's just go on to the next question.
Yeah.
This is not my week. What can I tell you?
Oh, it's not mine either, and I'm being very nice. Okay. Be a good boy. Now, Norm.
Do you never hear that?
No. Listen, Norm, we don't need to talk about that.
I don't want to get into this, and I don't want to hear it, and this is not the place to make those accusations, and you're supposed to be funny. Let's get on to
exactly.
Get with it.
There you go.
This is a live show.
Not
for
nothing, Norm, but you have been properly chastised by Barbara. So I'm not going to ask the next question.
I thought it was a matter of record.
Shut up.
Look, okay. Let me do this, okay?
I'll tell you what's a matter of record. You will not be invited back if you don't shut up. All right, now.
All right, manslaughter.
Let's talk football.
Norm, did you ever hear the word on?
The phone is ringing.
I certainly hope that somebody calling to tell you to go home.
Oh, no.
Well, you got a phone ringing.
Oh.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The thing is this. There, you know Matt Strauss?
Yeah, the producer.
The producer. He told me it would be funny. He said, like, why don't you carry a cell phone on and then let it ring and then pretend like there's a guy on it.
Is there anybody on it?
No, it's a thing. Pretend.
You know what, Norm? You're a dead man. You know what, Barbara? You know what you said about rage and work?
Get this man to put a suit and tell him to shut up.
Norm,
all right then.
Norm, let's see. Norm.
What?
Okay, listen, Norm. Norm, listen. Not only have you annoyed us, but I've read that you have actually annoyed one of your idols. Who is that?
Oh, the great Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh my God, I love that guy. He's my hero, you know, just like you. Maybe George or Bill Clinton would be your hero. I love.
There's no stopping you, is
there? No, you seem to like Bill Clinton.
There really, and this man leads into our show on Friday night.
I know.
It's all right, his career's over after this anyway. Who cares? Go ahead, Norm.
No, Bill Clinton, who's a great man, obviously. Well, you know, everybody has their opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you moving along?
No, Bill
Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Oh,
Cosby.
What are you drinking in there?
Well, Bill Cosby is a great man, first of all. There has never been any accusations toward Bill Cosby about any.
Will you just tell us what you did to Bill Cosby?
Oh, I met him. I opened for him at a club, and he was a great man, you know. He's my hero of all time. You know how funny Bill Cosby is.
Yeah,
right?
So I'll get to the point. I'm going past menopause.
Yeah.
Great.